You're listening to SBS News.
Conquering classical composer Rachmaninoff is no easy task. However, Ukrainian pianist Alexey Bitvinov demonstrated his mastery in rehearsal this week, ahead of five performances, including classical greats Chopin, Brahms and Tchaikovsky, as well as lesser-known compositions from his homeland.
First time to be in Australia, I wanted to present, let's say, romantic music program for the first time. I will play a very beautiful variety of pieces, and I will play a little bit of great, great modern Ukrainian music, what maybe not very known here, but it's really first-class top music. People in the world discovering Ukrainian music and very astonished because it's really fantastic, sometimes really genius music, what has to be played.
Mr. Bitvinov is visiting Australia thanks to Opera Australia conductor and arts entrepreneur Vladimir Famshil, who was born in Ukraine's cultural hub of Odessa.
To have such a fabulous concert pianist from my home city, to be in Australia and performing and connecting with the audiences is amazing. This is a wonderful way to secure the future of Ukrainian culture and Ukrainian artists, many of whom are still stuck in Ukraine and can't travel. Luckily, Alexey Bitvinov is on the outside, so he can connect with audiences. We can hear some Ukrainian music. And yeah, I think it's vital for the future.
Mr. Bitvinov is living in exile in Switzerland and has raised $1.5 million so far for his war-torn country by performing across Europe and through his international music festivals, Odessa Classics.
Almost every concert is really a charity concert for different sources, for society, for army, for musicians, for Red Cross. Every concert was really special because every concert was very emotional. It was always full house and people was very touched, and the artist was very supportive.
As a former artistic director of the Odessa National Opera Theatre, Mr. Bitvinov says while many artists have fled Ukraine, performances by those who remain are often cancelled or cut short.
Sirens, and everybody has to go to shelter, sit there almost 2 hours and then go home. Because it's war, and we know that because unfortunately Russian Federation is bombing civilians, and so it's nobody safe. So in Odessa, it's very tense, east of country, like Kharkiv, what is really total disaster, or Nikolaev, this neighbor city from Odessa, the next big city, it's Nikolaev. It's so heavy bombarded. It's people sitting without normal water already about 3 months. It's really, it's tragedy. So.
That sense of tragedy inspired an impromptu performance during rehearsal of Human Tears by Kiev-born composer Reinhold Glier with Australian soprano Eleanor Lyons.
It's about human tears. It's not my tears or your tears. It's human tears. And that's essentially what I feel, is that, yes, it's happening in Ukraine, but it could just as easily be us. It's very moving words. It talks about human tears falling like rain on a window pane, and about the ending of it is about autumn and how it's cold and it's nighttime. So it's, you're still very much in the thick of things. But again, it's a season and the seasons change, and I believe that this situation will change and bring hope.
Ukraine's ambassador to Australia, Vasyl Miroshnichenko, says Ukraine's art sector faces a long road to recovery.
It's devastating. People in the art scene have suffered a lot. So people don't have money, people lost jobs, people don't have shelter. Nevertheless, I've seen a surge in creativity in Ukraine coming from different artists, singers, writers, who've, you know, this war has actually provided a major boost to that creativity. And there is a great deal of that. So on one hand, they are struggling financially. On the other hand, I see a massive outburst of creativity, which this war has spurred. And this is really phenomenal to be observing that.
Concert tour organizer Vladimir Famshil says by supporting Ukrainian artists like Alexey Bitvinov, Australians can play their part.
It's an insane situation where he was away from home just before the war started, and all his clothes, all his things, his piano, his scores, they're all at home and he can't go back home. I mean, it's a hard concept to grasp. So I think the most important thing we can do is morally and physically to come and to show that we care and we're not going to leave, especially the arts, alone, because the arts gives us hope.
Pianist Alexei Botvinov has also taken heart from Ukraine's recent military advances in the country's northeast, which forced back thousands of Russian soldiers.
Such a feeling of hope and pride for our army. Everybody is such a fantastic mood, and it's really quite surprisingly strong movement. It's absolutely amazing, and really people fighting like heroes.
However, he says the final outcome remains uncertain and the fight is far from over.
Really, we're fighting for freedom. And in the end, we're fighting for all democratic world. Because now this war here, and we hope that we can stop this monstrous state and somehow to move them to change. Because otherwise, they will not stop in Ukraine. So, I mean, please help us.
Alan Lee, SBS News.